Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. I'm the founder of the site and all this nonsense that's come since. And anyway, it's a beautiful Sunday morning. I should probably be in church. I'm just kidding. I would never do something stupid like that. My church is the Church of Male Supremacy, and I am one of the priests that serve there. Anyway, for the second episode of this podcast, what I wanted to do was just address a couple of issues, I guess. The main one being something that a couple of people accused me of here in the last week, of making up the stories that are on my website. I do not publish fiction on that website. Now, I do write creatively. I do write fictional stuff, just like every other writer. You know, every other writer's got 20 books halfway done, you know, so. But on this website, I do not write fiction. I have never written fiction on the website, ever. Now, there have been a couple of times when somebody's given me information, they purposely deceived me, and I discovered those issues and I corrected them. I eliminated them from the website and I printed public retractions. I do not publish fiction. Now, I understand that I feature a lot of incredible stories, okay? Particularly in the last 6 to 8 months of this website. I have published a lot of really insane stories of straight alpha males using faggots, enslaving faggots, etc. But it's real, okay? I've spent a large chunk of my life serving straight alphas. I know that they're real. I know that this happens. Just because you have not had that experience yourself, that does not mean that it doesn't happen. But I do take great care to research, and I get to know my subjects pretty well, as well as I can, and the stuff I chronicle is real. Now, probably the most incredible story, ongoing story on the website that I've ever covered is the one that's currently happening with Straight Alpha Nick and Straight Alpha Nicola in Toronto, Canada. They have just now taken on a fourth faggot into their apartment. These are two young college alphas who, before last semester of college, they had never touched a guy, never even thought about using a guy sexually. They were fucking lots of women, and they have gotten a taste for fag pussy, and they love it. And they love the worship of faggots, and they have both said to me separately that they will never not be without faggots in their life. They will always have faggots in their life serving them somehow. Most straight men say that. I mean, I know this bursts people's bubbles, but it's true. Once they get a taste of what faggots do for a man, and it's not just getting off. Faggots inspire men to be more powerful and greater than themselves. Once they get a taste of that, they don't turn back, generally. So this is just a reality. Nick and Nicola are... I'm going to talk more about them in another podcast, but they are astonishing, astonishing straight alphas. They have been incredible owners of these four faggots, three up until just now, just this past weekend. But they have been incredible, incredible masters and owners of these faggots. And they show insight that I don't know where it comes from, honestly. I've never, even, I've had some incredible straight alpha male owners in the past. And some of them really blew my mind with their kindness or their mercy. I guess I would call it mercy. These alphas blow that out of the water. And I have been very privileged to get to know them. And I've also gotten to know all their faggots. And that's the thing I'm getting to, is that that story, as incredible as it sounds to the outside person, it's completely 100% true. And I know this because I cross-check. I talk to the alphas and I talk to the faggots. I'm talking to them all individually. This is not some scam. These are all real people living this life. And I'm just chronicling it for posterity, for inspiration, because they inspire me. And I think it should inspire everybody else too. But that's the thing. I am not covering fake stories. I am not making this stuff up. I am doing the work, and I am on the ground talking to these people and building relationships with them. In the past, I've had some incredible stories that I've featured. Texas Alpha was one of my early, early stories that I covered. I was in contact with his faggot and him, and I was double-checking everything that happened. It was real. So many other ones. Home Depot fag. Just on and on and on. There's been so many of them over the years. I do the work, and I double-check, and it's real. So I just wanted to say this because when I get people questioning the veracity of the things that I publish, I get really, really upset because I'm not making up stories. This is not fake. It is real. People, there are faggots now, right now, serving alpha males, serving straight alpha males, and they're being fulfilled. The straight alpha males being fulfilled, the faggots being fulfilled. This is out there, okay? And if you're a straight alpha and you believe you should be worshipped and served, there are faggots out there that will do that. They will give you every last thing that you could ever want in a servant or a slave. And if you're a faggot out there and you want to serve a straight alpha male, or just an alpha male, gay alpha male, whatever, those men are out there. They are willing to put you to use. So don't give up, because this is real. I'm not making it up. It is real. So just have faith and do your very best to fulfill the role for which you were born. That's the message. So I'm going to stop this podcast here after that little bitch fest. I'm going to get into some of the activities that are going on on the site, some of the stories that are going on, like straight alpha Archie. Gosh, what an incredible alpha he is. And so I want to touch base on some of those other things, but I just wanted to hit this point right off the bat that anybody that's coming to my website, everything that I publish is real, okay? So I will stop here, but I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate all the views and comments and the feedback that I've been receiving already for the podcast. I appreciate it. Thank you, Master Max. I know you're listening out there somewhere. And all the other alphas and faggots out there that are supporting me and have been supporting me the whole time. So anyway, I love you all. Thank you very much. Have a good Sunday. Go to church. I'm kidding. Don't go to church. Bye.